He's a Georgian dude, just past the slide here, like, you know? They have court there and all, any little thing happened in Slide Hill and all that. Well, he takes care of that.
He's a lawyer, him. Buster boy. He's like his daddy. I haven't seen him in a long time. I don't remember last time. You want some coffee?
If you're cooking it, I'd love a cup. I thank you. I got a cup right here. I think it's left over from last night.
No, I don't really use that cup.
It don't matter.
I sit there this morning and drink off of it. I can remember.
Yeah, everything he had over there blew down. That lake sure stayed clean.
So he moved away from that. He lives over there in Slidell now.
No kidding.
He said after this, he had enough. No more.
Yeah.
And he was raised out there on the water. Down on the other end of Regalese, where he was, the L&M Bridge.
Yeah.
That's where he was raised at. And then he moved back, him and his brother, they moved back right there at, right there with Shell Beach, what they call them, across there, Regalese, Persian Landing. They live in a houseboat and sold bait and rent boats and all that kind of stuff.
How do you like your coffee?
I like it strongly. And you, how you like it?
I just drink mine.
You just like it black and bitter.
Yeah.
Not me. I gotta have sugar in mine. If I had to drink it that way, I quit. I did 9 months one time I didn't drink coffee. The time I drank it, turned sour in my stomach, but I used to drink it with milk. The milk would get sour, so
yeah.
I quit drinking it. And I was in Hot Spring, Arkansas. And the fellas I was with, they started kidding me about drinking that coffee. I was afraid of that coffee. I was afraid it poisoned me. I said, give me a drink cup. I'll show you all that I'm not afraid to drink your coffee. And from then on, I started. And I drank more now than I drank before.
What were you in Hot Springs for?
I used to work for a fella in New Orleans. He had a home. Well, he had two homes over there. He had one in Hot Spring, Arkansas, and he had one in Hot Wheels, Alexandria. And I used to do a little everything for him. Anything he wanted me to do, well, I could do it. I was a jack of all trades, master of none, put it that way. I'd do carpenter work.
What kind of carpenter work were you?
Housework, anything around the house, you know. I laid concrete, I'd concrete all the walks around his place on that pine villa. Paint all these buildings. I'd go to New Orleans and paint all over. He was in bicycle business, 2021 Canal Street. And he had a bicycle shop. I'd be painting the roof or the front part of it, and he had another big building he had on the side of it,
yeah.
Where he used to have his garage and all that. He used to be in the automobile business and motorcycle business. I'd paint all that front and all that. He been begging me to come work over there. Not too long ago, he was begging me. I said, man, there's no way in the world I can work. I said, I can't climb. He done got too old. He's 80 or 81 now, I believe, and I fell down already and broke his hip twice. So he got to be walking now with crutches. I'd go over there and work on his place, and we'd go over there and stay a week and come back home for the weekend and maybe go back again, you know. And I believe I made six trips over there with him like that.